Circle Podcast on Hacker Public Radio. In this episode, OggCamp 11, Life Outside IRC with Laura Tchaikovsky. Hello world, and welcome to the Full Circle Podcast on Hacker Public Radio. This is the fifth, if I'm counting correctly, of our highlights of last summer's unconference, OggCamp 11, held at Farnham Maltings in the south of England.
The Full Circle Podcast is the companion to Full Circle Magazine, the independent magazine for the Ubuntu community. Find us at fullcirclemagazine.org/podcast.
This show is a recording of a presentation from Laura Tchaikovsky on the benefits of real world as opposed to cyber community. Entitled Life Outside of IRC in a Floss Community, Laura evangelizes on the benefits of real world interaction beyond that online. Laura describes herself as argumentative, stubborn, a geek, Ubuntu fan, and Munster fan. Munster, for those who don't know, being a major rugby team from the town of Munster back in her native Ireland. Laura has this year joined Canonical as Launchpad Support Specialist.
So, my name is Laura Tchaikovsky, and these are some of the groups that I'm actually involved in. So, outside of IRC, I do work in the Ubuntu Local Council and the Membership Board, and I kind of speak where I can possibly about Ubuntu. So, if I can speak at events like this or in Ireland at other events, then I will. Because I want to try and promote Ubuntu usership and Ubuntu communities and for possibly getting more and more people involved. Some people don't realise that the Ubuntu NGO project exists. It's a non-profit, kind of showcase organisations that actually use open source, the pitfalls they have. So if they want to do invoicing or account, they do have issues. But for most, if they can, they try and save money by using open source. It's kind of good to see these things. And we've done a blog and we've done a lot of case studies showcasing this. So most people here, IRC, yes? Raise hands. Yeah, so, how many people, you don't IRC. Do you use forums, mailing lists?
No, mailing lists.
Okay, so a lot of using IRC is basically an example, but a lot of people use mailing lists or forums and they don't really kind of leave the land of, you know, virtual land. It is a bit of an issue, like, because a lot of people showcase an awful lot of knowledge and expertise on IRC, so if you've got a bug or you've got an issue, they'll have on IRC and go, I'm stuck. I've got a bug, as Andy said earlier on. He's got an issue with his laptop at the moment from an upgrade. And I'm going, well, have you logged the bug? Yes. So what do you do then? And he's like, well, I tweet about it. Okay, fair enough. Did you realise that you could log on to #Ubuntu-bugs and get the folks there to help you triage it? Like, no, didn't. But trying to get people off IRC and actually to go to face-to-face events like this does help everybody in the long run. So there's two ways of doing community, as I said, the virtual way. Mailing lists, IRC, forums. And I do things the kind of in the real life way. So I'm going to base it on the Ubuntu UK team where I can as possible, because that's what a lot of people will be using here. But again, some of the information is there if you want to join. If they're not involved in the Ubuntu UK team and would like to join, it's on freedom, #Ubuntu-UK. They're a friendly bunch of folks. We do talk about rugby and other things other than open source and Ubuntu, and it's a bit of actually kind of a social community, which to me is just to my advantage, because again, I'm from Ireland, and so when I moved over to the UK, I knew some people, which is a bit of reassuring, because you land in the UK, you know two people off of IRC, and a few of us kind of have an interest in doing other things other than Ubuntu, and one of which is rugby, big rugby fan. We organised a bit of a session, and it was something we're going to a talk the whole time, because sometimes the events are always technical, or there's an event or a coding competition, and it's kind of, you know, I want to just go and be social, to be honest. So we decided just to go to a pub, pick a rugby event. It was the University of Ireland. Great day. Not so good for you, though. And it was just a bit of fun, and I got to meet people off IRC who I didn't know before. And it's been spoken for the last 2 years, and it was nice to put a face to the name and kind of interact with people. So the real life way, we have an Ubuntu UK team. In Ubuntu, we have an awful lot of local teams. There's 142 teams spread out worldwide. Ireland has one, UK has one, France has a huge one. So when they have an event, like a release party, 5,000 people come from across France to that event. It's quite a lot of people. And then the state is then broken down by state. And they might get maybe like Ireland, maybe 24 people to an event or more, which is great. That's still 24 people coming face to face and having a chat and getting to know one another. So if they have an issue, and maybe they're too shy or too, you know, they don't want to say, I actually have a bug. I don't know how to report the bug. And it's nice to meet the person face to face, going, well, I'll help you. I'll talk you through the event. I'll talk you through how to log a bug. I'll talk you through how to actually follow up on that. So by meeting people face to face, you've got to build up a rapport because it's more than just pixels on a screen. So raise your hands here is from the Ubuntu UK. Okay, fair enough. So we have a thing called the Loco Directory in Ubuntu. So if you go onto loco.ubuntu.com, you can see all the list of teams worldwide, which is it's a community-driven project as well. So this all the development is done by community members. So I've put up a screen capture of what's on the Ubuntu UK at the moment, and it'll list all our events. At the moment, there is one event in Manchester. It's the Ubuntu One App Developer Evening in Manchester. We've been able to kind of like interact and get people more and more involved. So we put up hashtags. So people tweet today, hash Ubuntu UK, it'll show up on here. And photographs from Ubuntu UK, the tag it for global jams and face-to-face meetups. Because it's a tag, it will pick up on here. So we're trying to make these the Loco Directory more interactive. So eventually, along here will be a list of people's blogs. So if they tag it Loco, or Ubuntu UK Loco, or something, we have to figure it out. That it would be more interactive, so you'll be able to see what the members of your team are actually doing. Because sometimes, again, if you're blogging about your events, people don't read your event. They don't know about it, but if it's all in one centralized place, they'll know about the events, they can actually come and take part. So you can see in some of these things, like if people are using the exclamation marks from Identica, it'll show up as well. So if they use Identica, the exclamation mark Ubuntu, it'll show up on this. So you also get to see the criticism from other people as well, which is, it's good and bad, you get to see both aspects of it. Once you click on the event, on the previous slide there, and you can click on the Ubuntu One event here, and sign up and register for the event, so we'll actually also be able to see a list of people who are attending the event. It'll either give the person who's organising the event an idea of who's coming or not coming, but also kind of encouragement, well, there's 5 people going, okay, I'll actually join, there's only 2 people going. It encourages people to sign up and take part in the event. So back home, we hold Ubuntu hours once a month in Dublin, and they've spread out to Cork and to Limerick where possible. We meet up once a month and go for a bite to eat. It's really, really informal, there's no talks. People finish work at 6 o'clock and we go to the pub. It's just a case that we can actually get people face-to-face off IRC. We know that it's centralised on the last Wednesday of each month, we're in this pub. And if people want to join in and just pop in for a bite to eat, or just ask a question or bring it on their laptop, they can do so. But it's just really, really informal meet-up. At the moment, one of the guys, Tom there, he's not really done on this anymore. He wants to go somewhere different. So we put it out to the mailing list and trying to go, well, do you want to switch it to a weekend? Do you want to switch it to a non-pub? Because we're trying to see if we can... Our meetings are maybe about 8 people, 9 people. And to us, that's kind of good, but he wants to improve it. So we want to jig it around and see if we can get more people coming along to these kind of events. But again, in the Ubuntu community, if you want to get involved outside of IRC, like outside of the Ubuntu UK channel, there's lots of other events to get involved. And again, people like myself and Belle and Alan Pope do online discussions or give talks at these days. So if you want to learn more about Ubuntu, and again I'm using my community as an example, there's the same for Debian or for other groups. And it's just about getting involved in your group outside of just talking to somebody in IRC. Does anybody here actually do work in their community, like doing translations or book triaging or documentation? Okay, hands up here who would actually like to contribute back to their community. How many people know how to do so? Do you know how to do it? Yeah, well then you're lucky. The gentleman here, would you like to contribute back to your community? If you're involved in IRC, if you're open source community, do you have any preference, like documentation or books or...
I don't know, it's just there's no way to start.
Okay, are you involved in any particular distribution? Do you like Debian?
No.
Okay, so if you actually log on to the Ubuntu UK channel, we'll actually point you in the right direction, but in these translation teams and bugs and documentation, there's lots of Ubuntu UK cooks. And it's not intimidating at all. They all have their own channel, Ubuntu-testing-desktop, Ubuntu One. So if you join this channel, I'm going to look, I'd like to help out. I just don't know where to start. There's a lot of mentoring projects. And that's the case is that people don't know where to start. But if you join your Loco team and start from there and get to know the people. So a lot of people here today haven't met one another in 6 months or maybe a year. This is their first outcome. but they've talked to one another on IRC for the last year or 2 years. And it's great to put the face to the name. And, you know, it's kind of intimidating, like Tchaikovsky or Dan Fish, and they're going by the IRC Nick, so you're looking at the real name going, it's your IRC Nick. So trying to, like, you know, get rid of the IRC and put their face to their real name, it's a good thing to go to these kind of events.
Can I ask in that case why you can call somebody by his IRC Nick all the time?
Okay.
No, I'm just pointing at
it. I don't hear a point of it.
Okay.
I really find it strange calling him Stuart, to be honest.
Mr. Language.
Yeah,
I'm
not calling him Mr. Anything, to be honest.
From now on, you all have called Mr. Lang. They give
other names, but it would be recorded.
What should you talk?
So, the Ubuntu community has an interactive kind of get-together every 6 months. It's called the Ubuntu Developer Summit. And it's full of people from Canonical and the community. And if you've been active and kind of, you know, doing stuff and want to get more involved, you can apply for sponsorship. And I've been really fortunate to get sponsored 3 times to attend this event, and it's actually fascinating to see, to be honest. The kind of work that the lads do in Ubuntu, and also the community that do great stuff. I mean, I've spoken to people from Venezuela, from South Africa, New Zealand, all over the place that I would never have had the chance to meet had I not, you know, gone to these kind of events or talked to them on IRC, and, you know, I want to help, how can I do so? And it is just more about talking to pixels on IRC, to be honest. You actually get to meet the real people. But they become friends of that as well. I've got quite a lot of friends that I meet now when I travel, and it's pretty good. So, again, because of the local directory, a lot of these people are involved in communities in their own areas. If you were traveling and you're going to, say, California or London, if you're going to Manchester, you can see the events and you can actually join those events. You don't have to, like, belong to those teams. You can just pop along. It's kind of good as well. So these are some of the people I've actually met. They've become kind of good friends as well, which is pretty nice, again, because I could have not known of them about 4 or 5 years ago, but I'd not gotten involved in the community. So there's Liz, and she visited Ireland there 2 years ago and spent a week with me. But again, I've never met her, I've not been involved in the Ubuntu women, so we now actually have a mutual friendship, more so than outside of Ubuntu. And that's the whole thing, is that we've become friends because of Ubuntu, but we're also friends outside of the Ubuntu community. So again, I'm from Ireland, and our release parties, they're not a technical talk, because some people organise release parties and they have an install fest, and they really do an awful lot of work. In Ireland, we go for a bite to eat and we go to the pub. very informal. So this is just my last group photograph that I have, and it's a bunch of people just turned up for the day, had a bite to eat, and went on the beer celebrating Ubuntu. So people were kind of confused in the pub where we had penguins, and that was Carmen, obviously, with the koala bear. So people in the pub then happened to have a clue. We had these Ubuntu CDs and laptops, and they come over just asking me, drinking? Yes. Got computers and penguins. Okay, so it's a good way to just have a conversation with people that you would never have met either. So it's just about having a social gathering. So that's me. I don't really use identity anymore, to be honest. But I'm on Twitter. And that's me. Anybody else have any questions? Okay. You can IRC me a question.
I've got a question. You talk about the local teams.
Yeah.
How far spread are they in the UK?
So, that's the thing, is that it's called the Ubuntu UK team. Yeah. So, obviously, a bit cringe at moment the events are held in London, but at the end of the day, if you want to have an event in your area, post the mailing list going, I live in, where do you live?
Northampton.
Okay, I want to know the people, and I'm going to be in this pub or in this place at a certain time, and put it to the mailing list or the IRC channel. Create the event in the local directory. Anybody can create an event, and just turn up and get people involved. So if you go for a bite to eat, or just go for a drink, or turn up and say, I'm going to bring my laptop, I need some help, or, you know, just want to get more people involved, you can do that. And the idea is that, you know, the Ubuntu UK has a release party twice a year. It's in London, because that's where the lads in Canonical finish the work that we can release. They're all in the office and they go to the pub. And people will always complain at the end of the day that the release party's in London. But there's nothing stopping anybody across the UK having a release party. There really, really isn't.
It's always happening in Manchester.
Yes, there's a lot of, actually, to be fair, there's a lot of events happening in Manchester. Yes, there are events happening outside of London.
Yeah.
There's Stuart's Ubuntu One app events happening outside of London.
Which you have to go to, by the way.
Yes, you do.
You should tweet it.
I have.
So yeah, there's other things happening. It's just a case of that if you want to go to them, or if you want more things to happen, yeah. You kind of also have to take the finger in as well. So it's a case of trying to get more. And if you're nervous, maybe you don't want to talk to there's a little bit of the English UK team contact, and you can ask him.
Finally, I've got to talk in the next room about the team and plan for next year. Why not this one?
Excellent. Right.
That was Life Outside of IRC in a FLOSS Community by Laura Tchaikovsky. Some web links to slides and Laura's profile can be found in the show notes. OggCamp is a joint venture by those lovely podcasters, the Linux Outlaws and the Ubuntu UK podcast. We've more highlights of OggCamp coming up on the Full Circle podcast very soon, including a debrief with Alan Pope. For now, I'm Robin Catling. Thank you for listening and goodbye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.